And delighted to say winning jockey Kevin Manning is with me. Now this was the Dawn approach that so many of us wanted to see. We didn't see at Epsom, but today back to his very best.
Yeah, Epsom was a horrible disappointment for everybody involved, and you know, it was a great achievement. It was a fantastic training achievement to get him back here today and do what he's done.
And obviously following that, you know, you just know what we're going to get, how much it would have affected him. What was your gut feeling seeing him in the yard? And did he feel that at all stage that was just a blip?
You know, just as I said somewhere on an interview during the week, if you just didn't know the Derby existed, you would think he was the very same horse as he was before the English Guineas, riding the Mork and all the rest.
And what stage since the Derby did you people suddenly start to think, okay, we sort of knew last Thursday, but was there a time, an inkling before that we could crack on and come here for the St. James's?
Well, for me, I don't know, but I mean, you know, the horse came home when he was going through his slow paces, I'd imagine, and so on, and it's only then in the latter days when he stepped up and done a bit of work and he felt 100%.
And why do you think that it just went so horribly wrong at the Derby? We would reflect on it, but it was just not any sort of horse that we'd seen before.
Yeah, it's, 3 weeks nearly now, and I could sit here for 12 months and talk about it, and I still can't remember the answer. That's the bottom line.
And then when you were going down today, was it the Dawn approach that won the 2000, feeling right, okay, he's back in front of a huge crowd, it's the same buzz.
Yeah, he hacked down, he just picked up the bit a little bit running down the hill, which would be normal for any horse. When I asked him to come back to me, he came back to me, and he felt the same horse he did for the 2000 Guineas.
Now, it got a little bit messy, so talk us through those final stages. There was a bit of barging going on, a sort of, how were you reacting to it?
Well, I was travelling in behind Joseph. I felt an awful lot of horse, and when I just immediately just went to see how much horse I had, I knew I'd lots, so when I moved him out, I wasn't in any great hurry to go there, but just as I moved up onto Joseph, there's been a knock-on effect from the inside, which has turned me sideways, and in effect has caught Richard Hughes on my outside.
I'll bring in Jim Bolger in, and at the same time the winning trainer coming to join us, but from your perspective, but that proved that he was back to the horse of old, that he was dealing with everything in front of him, the fact that he could cope with the barging match.
Well, I felt I'd everything very much covered, and when I moved him out, he's gone there with plenty of horse, but it has received a serious knock from the inside, which has knocked a lot of stuff on me, which I've knocked out onto the horse, my outside, which received some contact, but that has took an awful lot out of my horse.
Well, he's in the end, he held on. Jim, now, what a roller coaster! A few weeks it's been for you and for the horse. Talk us through from the Derby disappointment. At what stage do you think, well, I've got this horse back? And how were you assessing what happened that day at Epsom, which left us all bewildered, and presumably you as a trainer equally as bewildered?
Well, the only thing that I could come up with after Epsom was that when he went to his right, that he possibly caught an iron with his rib, and that might have set him alight. I didn't really think that the pace would have been any great problem for him. Maybe just for 50 or 100 yards, but not to bolt the way he did. So if it was not that, then it was time to draw a line through it, and that's what I did. And one of my staff in particular, Pat O'Donovan, who rides him out fairly regularly, he had a sore mouth after Epsom, and he was very happy to ride him out in a hackamore. You know, which was a brave thing to do, you know, to be going down a gallop a mile and a quarter long with a hackamore. Like, it's almost like having no brakes. And anyway, the horse just lobbed up the gallop and everything went fine. So he was ridden in the hackamore for the week. And we knew then at the end of, coming to the end of the first week, that Royal Ascot could be a possibility. But so I have to say that I got great encouragement from my staff. They were anxious to get back into the fray.
Because everyone, so the yard, and you all thought, well, this is not the horse that we've come to know over the year and a bit, you've been since his two-year-old days. And then when did you really firm it up with Sheikh Mohammed and everyone say, right, we'll press the button here?
Well, obviously, you know, I didn't write everything down, but I do know from memory, which can let me down sometimes, as you all know. I sent a text to Simon Crisford telling him to... I was letting him down slowly. You know, that's... I can't remember the exact wording, but he was in for a surprise. and I suppose he was able to read between the lines. So I phoned him the following day, PM, and I told him that I felt that the horse would be ready to go back to Ascot. And he said, fine, I'll talk to Sheikh Mohammed. So that didn't take too long. I think Sheikh Mohammed was just as anxious as I was to get back into the fray.
And then you saw, talking through the race today, we've heard what Kevin had to say, got a bit messed in the end, but the way your horse dealt with all that was coming, in sharp contrast to the nightmare scenario that unfolded at Epsom, it was the dawn approach of old.
Yeah, well, it was a little more pleasant here today, I'd have to say. And the outcome was good.
And presumably now it's a mile and a mile and a mile, nothing else now, no deviation.
Asher, who knows? I mean, nothing is in stone, but we'll play it by ear, and probably at some stage we'll take some more chances.
And presumably the relief that he's now, we can put that big line through the Derby, is for you is huge.
Well, we had sort of, as I said earlier, we had done that a week or 10 days ago, so I'm sure you people will be able to cope with